Little brother, let's be honest. You're not the good little boy you pretend to be. You might act like a good boy, but deep inside, I know you want to be bad. That abstinence pledge you took at church isn't fooling anyone, especially not me. I've seen the way you look at some of those women, and I noticed that little bulge in the front of your shorts. Just admit it. You're no different from any other guy obsessed with getting laid. Look me in the eye and tell me I'm wrong. You can't do it, can you? I knew it. You're just a horny little boy, obsessed with his horny little dick. Why don't you show me just how horny you are right now, little brother? That's right. Pull down your shorts and show your big sister just how hard you are. Oh my God. Look at your little dick. Now I know why you never get laid. You're too embarrassed to show anyone your baby dick. I hope it gets bigger when you get a hard-on. What? You're hard right now? Let me feel it. Oh, come on, little boy. I'm not going to hurt you. Let me touch your cock. You really shouldn't turn down the opportunity to have a hot girl like me wrap her hand around your dick. Now with such a little one, you won't get many offers like this. Now be a good boy for your big sister and let me touch your cock. I didn't know a little dick could get this hard. You must be really fucking horny. Why are you so hard, little boy? Is your little dick always like this? No? Well, maybe it's me that's making you so horny. Is that it? Is it because your own sister is touching your cock? Tell me the truth, little boy. If you don't, I'll take my hand off your dick. I knew it. You have a crush on your own sister, don't you? Little boys can be so honest when their dicks are hard. How big is your crush, little boy? Do you just think I'm nice to look at, or do you actually want to fuck me? You just think I'm hot and you like my big tits? That's all, little brother? Are you sure? Because I think you want more. I think that if I start stroking your little dick and kissing you, that your cock will get even harder. Such a horny little boy. You like this, don't you? You like the way my soft hand feels gently stroking your dick, and how my lips and tongue feel on your mouth? But this is as far as you want it to go. Right, little brother? You just want to kiss and feel me stroke your cock? You wouldn't want me to do anything more than this. You don't want me to get down on my knees and take your little dick in my mouth? You wouldn't want me to do anything like that, right? Because I will suck your dick, if that's what you want. It would feel really fucking good, too. My tongue softly lapping against the head of your cock. And my lips tightening around the shaft and moving slowly up and down. All you have to do is admit that you want it. Do you want me to suck you, little boy? Finally, an honest answer. Not even you could resist a blowjob from your big sister. That abstinence pledge must not include getting sucked off, does it? Even if you come in my mouth, you'll technically still be a virgin. Do you still want to wait till you get married before you actually have sex? I know my mouth feels amazing, but a pussy would feel so much better. Especially if it was a tight, sweet pussy like mine. But you want to be in love when you finally lose your virginity, don't you? You want your first time to be special and romantic? So if I said you could fuck me right now, you wouldn't want to do it, would you? Even though I know you love me, it just is not the same, is it? And besides that, fucking your own sister is wrong. It's incest, and that's even worse than fornicating. But what if I told you that I would have sex with you right now? All you have to do is say that you want to, and I'll fuck you. I'll make your first time really special, little brother. I'll climb on top of you and glide this sweet little dick into my tight, loving pussy. And I'll fuck you slowly and sweetly until you come inside me. If you want, I can even pretend that I'm in love with you. You can kiss me and suck on my big tits. I can whisper in your ear and tell you how much I love you. And when you're ready, you can come hard, deep inside your sister's pussy. Doesn't that sound nice? Don't you want to make love to me? Don't you want to lose your virginity to the girl of your dreams? I love you, little brother. I want you so badly. Please, let me fuck you. Just tell me you want to have sex with me, and you can watch your little dick disappear inside your sister's pussy. Say it, little boy. Tell me you want to fuck me. I've already sucked your cock. If we're going to commit incest, we might as well go all the way. Please, little brother. That's a good boy. I knew you were a horny little pervert. Lay back, little boy. I told you I was going to make this special. And I meant it. I'm going to get on top of you and... No, baby brother. Don't move. Let me guide you in. Stay still. Just for a moment. That's better. I'm just going to lower my tight pussy onto your little dick. There you go, little boy. Kiss me again. You're finally having sex. Your little dick is inside your own sister's pussy. No, don't move so fast. Let me just ride you. That's better. Make love to me, little brother. I can't believe you actually took that abstinence pledge. If only those people at church could see you with your cock buried inside your sister's pussy. And what about Mom? She'd be so disappointed to find her sweet, innocent little boy having sex before marriage. Not to mention seeing you commit incest. And let's not forget the worst part. You're not wearing a condom. You're fucking your sister without protection. And since I'm not on the pill anymore, I might get pregnant if you come inside me. Are you willing to take that risk, little brother? It's up to you. I'm just gonna keep fucking you. If you want me to stop, I will, but you have to tell me to get off. But this feels too good, doesn't it? You don't care if I get pregnant. My pussy gripping down your cock and my tongue in your mouth feels so amazing. You won't tell me to stop. You want to come inside me. Do it, little boy. Come inside your sister's pussy. Oh, pump me full of your virgin cum. Oh, I can feel your little dick ready to burst. Come, little boy. Come inside me. That's right, little brother. Keep coming inside me. Fill my pussy with your cum. Well, I guess you're not a virgin anymore. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually enjoyed that. And now that I know how easy it is to manipulate you, I think we're going to be doing this a lot more from now on. If you start feeling guilty or having second thoughts, it won't take much to convince you to keep fucking me. Especially if you don't want Mom and everyone else at church to find out you're not a virgin anymore.